Family Home Evening Ideas. Testimony Wall. One Monday, our family had a family home evening lesson about what testimonies are and how to share them. After bearing our testimonies to our children, my husband and I brought out colored index cards, one color for each member of the family. We labeled four cards for each child with one of the first principles and ordinances of the gospel: faith, repentance, baptism, gift of the Holy Ghost. We each then wrote our basic testimony of each principle on the cards. The younger children needed help, and the older children needed a bit of prompting to remember experiences they had that strengthened their testimony of each principle. At the end of the family home evening, we shared what we had written and then taped the cards on the wall. Now we have a testimony wall that we add to with each testimony-building experience we have. Throughout the year, we gather as a family and read what was written. In this way, our testimonies are growing, and we are learning to share them with others. Tiffany Bodine, Washington, USA. Helps for Home Evening. Recognizing God's Hand in Our Daily Blessings, page 16. Read the Lord's Prayer in Luke chapter 11, verses 2 through 4, or Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Ask your family to think about what "Give us this day our daily bread" means. Then summarize the first section of the article, where Elder Christofferson discusses what the Lord means when he talks about daily bread. You may wish to review the main points of the article. Consider concluding by adding your testimony to Elder Christofferson's that Jesus Christ is the bread of life. Look up, page 26. Share the experience that Elder Cook had in a broom closet as a young missionary, then summarize the remaining sections of the article. Consider asking family members to discuss how they can focus on what Heavenly Father thinks of them rather than what the world thinks of them. Conclude by reading 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. George Albert Smith, He Lived As He Taught, page 52. The first section of the article states that George Albert Smith believed that if we truly have a testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it will manifest itself in our lives, particularly in the way we treat one another. Review the article with your family. You might then ask family members to share something they learned from George Albert Smith's example of treating those around him with kindness. Consider asking how they can use what they learned to show more kindness to others. End of the section, Family Home Evening Ideas.